Wales moves forward with plans to ban greyhound racing. Wales is set to become the first nation in the UK to ban greyhound racing after a public consultation that found nearly two-thirds of respondents favoured a phased prohibition. A petition urging the ban collected over 35,000 signatures. Deputy First Minister Hugh Aranka-Davies said that the petition came alongside campaign work by the Cut the Chase Coalition, which is comprised of Blue Cross, Dogs Trust, Greyhound Resue Wales, Hope Rescue, and the RSPCA. Implementation group to supervise ban. To manage the transition, the Welsh Government will establish an implementation group to oversee the ban's rollout and assess the effects on individuals involved in the industry. However, the plan is not backed by all and it has drawn criticism from the Greyhound Board of Great Britain, GBGB. Quote, "This announcement has nothing to do with greyhound welfare and everything to do with pressure from the extreme animal rights movement." The Welsh Government's own summary of consultation responses highlighted the lack of evidence to support the case for a ban on the sport. Mark Bird, GBGB CEO. Uncertain future for Valley Greyhound Stadium. The proposed ban casts uncertainty over the future of Valley Greyhound Stadium, the only licensed track in Wales. The stadium received its GBGB license in August 2023 and began operating under those regulations in November. The stadium's promoter, Dave Barclay, has spoken of his frustration at being uninformed until the public announcement and questioned the fairness of the consultation process. He also raised the possibility of seeking financial compensation if the ban is enforced. The decision comes amid wider conversations about gambling regulation and welfare initiatives in Wales. In 2022, Public Health Wales released a report highlighting gaps in gambling treatment services and limited public awareness of available support. Researchers at Swansea University have also called for NHS-supported programs to address gambling-related harms amid increasing rates of participation. While no specific timeline for the ban's implementation has been provided, the Welsh Government has said it intends to move forward promptly. Ongoing feedback from industry stakeholders and forthcoming legislative measures will influence how the policy is rolled out.